Now we come to a different level. Up till now we had been considering the major experiences of sukha, dukkha, dvesha, raga, bhaya, krodha. Now we come to deeper level, even the level of senses, indriya. One who has never been able to do the yoga of indriyas, he will never be able to achieve siddha pragya. The state of siddha pragya is achieved only, not only when your outer fear and attachment are conquered, but even indriyas, even the senses, because basically we are guided and ruled by senses. As Kathopanishad says, that all human beings have their doors open outward. Eyes and ears and everything, all the doors of the body are open outward. Therefore, we are constantly driven by the outward objects. Then what should you do? Kurmaha angani eva. Just as a tortoise withdraws all its organs within itself and covers them with its shell, when the individual is able to control all the senses in the similar manner, then even when the senses are active, even then, his senses are withdrawn. When such a state is obtained, then the intelligence becomes stable. Tasya pragya pratishthita. His intelligence becomes established.
It cannot be another meaning also. Indriyanindhyarthishu tasya pragya. So, indriyas are doing their work, but still he is not active with that.
He is restrained
from that.
Now, on this subject, Sri Krishna elucidates, because it's a very difficult subject. The senses are used, and yet senses are withdrawn. So Sri Krishna says, Vishayaha vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Rasavarjam rasaha api asya param drishtva nivartate. If you don't take food, your indriya, which enjoys food, what happens to that? Vishayaha vinirvartante. The objects of your desire, they withdraw from you, or you are withdrawn from them. Niraharasya dehinaha. When the individual who lives in this body, when he becomes nirahara, when no food is given to the objects of the senses, to the senses, it's not only a question of one who fasts. It is nirahara. Ahara is the object of food respective to every indriya. Sight is ahara of the eyes. The music is the ahara of the ears. Softness is the ahara of the touch. Fragrance is the ahara of the smell. Similarly, all the objects by which our indriyas are attracted, make it nirahara. You fast. Let all the indriyas fast. But even then, one is not freed from rasa. You may become, because you do not take food, for example, your tongue may not desire a particular food or this food or that food. You may not crave for ice cream, even though when you like it very much, but because your nirahara, you have withdrawn your senses out of this, yet rasavarjam rasaha api asya varam drishtva nivartate. Even then the rasa for ice cream is not gone. The desire for ice cream may go, but the rasa, but even that rasa is transcended varam drishtva. When you see the Supreme, then even the rasa goes away. Ice cream is nothing before the sight of Supreme. Then you become free completely from all hankering after rasa. Vishaya vinirvantate vinivatante niraharasya dehinaha rasavardyam rasaha api asya param drishtva nivartate.
In other words, when you are fasting, you say, okay, I am not eating today, but as you say, but ice cream, I will eat it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so yes, quite right, right, yes. On the contrary, sometimes it becomes more acute.
Acute, yes.
When you do not eat something which you like very much, for 5 days you are able to withdraw, but then the rasa becomes extremely powerful.
So 6 days.
You want to enjoy it thoroughly afterwards. Now, Sri Krishna, knowing this, he says, yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipashtita indriyani pramathini haranti prasavam mana. Sri Krishna is a great psychologist. He knows that even when you try your utmost, yatato hi api, even if you try, if you make prayatna, yatato hi api, you make your best effort, purushasya vipaschita, even when you are enlightened, even then, such an individual's indriyas, pramathini haranti, they are troublesome indriyas, and they draw you to the objects of senses. Even when you work very hard, even when you know, even when you are enlightened, indriyani pramathini haranti prasavam mana. The mind is irresistibly drawn towards the objects of your senses. Then what is to be done? This yoga of indriyas is one of the most difficult yogas. Then answer is, tani sarvani samyamya yuktaha asita matpara vashehi yasya indriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. The only remedy for the control of senses is matparaha. This is one word which is of tremendous significance. There is no way of conquering senses except in being completely absorbed in the divine. Matparaha. You do any kind of austerity, you fast 10 times, 100 times, 50 times. But unless you become matparaha, unless you are completely absorbed in the bhakti of the Supreme, this is the answer of the bhakta. It is only by Supreme Bhakti that you can really enter into a complete control of the senses.